Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds and wonderful news. He does not even waste our failures. How great is our God? He's awesome, y'all. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind two of my songs. The first is called The World's Mistaken, and the second is called We Are the Army. Both are from the live recording from way back in the day called We Are the Army. Both of these songs were born on the same day, June 27th, way back in 1987. Can't talk about these songs without bringing up Revelations 12:11, which you all have heard this so many times in your life as believers, but it bears repeating, especially during times that we're living in right now. And they overcame him, who is him, the enemy. They overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life even when faced with death. These songs both came as a reminder of who and of whose I am, and that I am an overcomer because of the overcoming work of Jesus Christ when he defeated sin, death, and the grave. He bore all our burdens on the cross, and he gives us the power to share those burdens with him. His shoulders are much broader. His shoulders are much stronger than mine. How about yours? Is he strong enough to bear the burden of what we are presently experiencing due to the spread of the coronavirus? Is he? Is he strong enough to bear the burden of my battle with Parkinson's? I'd say he is. Is he strong enough to bear the burden of financial difficulties or relational issues? We'll never know until we share those in honest confession with him, to him. And we will never walk in victory over our circumstances until we believe we are who our Father says we are. Greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. Guys, we are victors. We are not victims. These songs came as one song, but came to be used as two separate songs. Part of realizing who we are in Christ is to realize our priestly and our royal function as warriors. For Paul to say, "We wrestle not," indicates that we are in battle. This song was birthed as a call to arms to the church. We must stand. We must fight. Our main problem is following the commands of the Lord of hosts, our captain Jesus. We can save ourselves a whole lot of heartache by simply warring against the things he is calling us to war against when he says to do it. We must be wise as serpents, and we must be as blameless as doves. Again, transparency, intimacy is the key. Here's another way to think about it. How can the enemy harm what can be seen right through? He can't. He can't harm us, guys. His only power is that of deception. He is a liar, and we put down the lies of the enemy with the truth of God's word. The world's mistaken, guys. Our God is still on the throne. He still rules. He still reigns. Let's exalt him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords right now.
Oh,
Father, we do declare that by the blood of the Lamb we stand today. We have overcome the liar and his lies by virtue of the blood of Jesus Christ. We bless you, we honor you as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we walk as soldiers in your army, soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the weapons of our warfare. Thank you so much for going through this battle with us. In Jesus' name, amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. We've said it often in the past few weeks, but we need to repeat it again just to remind our souls. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God. And we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Guys, let us not shy away from spiritual battles. Let's run to the battle rather than cower in fear from it, rather than run away from it. Let us take up the weapons of our warfare and use them against the liar and the lies he spews out into the world. Let us put on the garment or the armor of praise today. Let me remind you of the words of Paul to the church in Ephesus. This is Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 17. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Brothers and sisters, regardless of what the world believes, the world is mistaken. Regardless of the fact that the enemy wants you to feel powerless today, remember you are part of the army of God. And best of all, read the end of the book. We win. We win, y'all. Bless the Lord. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you, as usual, by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my amazing, wonderful, beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Now, if you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you don't mind, would you take a couple of minutes right now and just leave me a review? Now, to help with the ongoing creation of and costs of this podcast, would you also consider becoming a member of my team? It's real simple. If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's also one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple, it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out. It's allinallchurch.com. While you're at it, don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, like the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind. I also have two fantasy book series. One is called The Chronicles of Bryn, a three-book series, and the other is called The Barons of Bryn. So far, it's a two-book series with more in the works. I also have children's books, devotional books, and even a thriller called The Short Life. Check them out when you get a chance. I said quite enough today. Thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you'd like an MP3 of the songs The World's Mistaken and We Are the Army from the live recording We Are the Army, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this, if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, remember this, God loves you and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.